down. If we work on a road or something, we take anything down. We try to replace it back just like it is.
Well, in this case, I don't know how easy that'd be because we wanted to change it from the picket fence to the
metal fence.
So it's going to be maintenance free.
That was the reasoning for why we wanted to do it. We had recently been trying to replace a lot of pickets, and it was getting kind of just costly and timely. We wanted something that would stand the test of time a little bit more. We chose to do the slats, like I said, just to try to kind of make it look a little bit better. We chose the color of those slats because it had kind of somewhat matched the color of his fencing.
Because normally you don't do slats, do you?
Correct.
So, yeah, you guys...
Normally it'd just be an open fence. But because it does sit in a really nice subdivision like that, we tried to kind of make it as clean and pretty as possible, still going to metal.
Right. You improved your fence.
Yes, sir.
It's not that... Anyways.
Of course, it's red and his is more of a brown.
A little bit. I mean, I couldn't match it dead on, but...
Quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, his inside is
the inside.
More red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the inside.
The part he could see, yeah.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. Thank you. John, did you know they were going ahead? I know they did this last year, but, you know, like you said, and I see you have it has been approved by the attorney,
mm-hmm.
but did you know that they were going to go ahead and do it before they could come forward?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
But they knew they should have contacted you, right?
Yeah, we've had that talk before, but yeah. They, I guess they had a break in their schedule. Carnahan White did. Communication mm-hmm. could have been a little better.
Yeah. Phone call away, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the funding agreement between Village of Bull Creek and Taney County.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. You want those back?
You need them?
No, sir. No, I don't. Huh? I think he might have one of them, too.
No?
He's not?
You got them back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you need any of this?
No.
Okay.
Rockaway Beach change order request.
Well, Rockaway Beach, you know, they had their funding agreement was approved for the rehabilitation of the wastewater treatment facility back last year. Carnahan, I'm sorry, got to switch projects here. McClanahan Construction is a contractor for that project, and doing a great job, getting toward the final phases of that project. In the course of going through the project, there's been some things, kind of like the example I use, kind of like building an old, rehabilitating an older home or something, that you see things that are obvious that you're going to have to do, but you really don't know the true extent until you get into it. And going through the process of the rehabilitation of the treatment facility, they've come across some issues that are going to basically need to be addressed. In my opinion, it'll definitely make a good project, a lot better project, if these things are addressed. And Sean Barry could get into the specifics of that. So Rockaway basically is coming back asking for additional funding to address these issues. The first thing they did is talk to Brad Albritton, Sewer District Administrator, who watches the sewer sales tax very closely to make sure that that wouldn't have a negative impact on his projects. And Brad has submitted a letter, I believe, as part of your information packet, to where you don't feel that it would. And so basically Rockaway is here to request an addendum to that original agreement to allow for additional funding for these items and to also extend the termination date of the agreement so these items can be addressed. John, you want to go into the detail?
I don't know if you guys want specifics on every item that's in this list or if you have specific questions.
Would you care to identify yourself? If not, they'll be asking me afterwards.
Sean Berry with Topin Associates. We did the design and construction administration for the project.
Thank you.
We provided a list that kind of has a brief explanation and the proposed cost for each item. As John said, these are items that were more or less unforeseen until we started emptying basins and cleaning things out and repairing equipment. These things started to become more noticeable. I don't know if you guys have specific questions, I'd be happy to answer them. If you want me to go through each item and give you the details on it, I can do that too.
And the total?
I have Mr. Albritton's letter dated October 25th, 2019, and you've reviewed all these?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The amount was $121,000.
Yeah.
Whenever you guys did the original plan, was there not any contingency in there?
The funding agreement request did not have a contingency in it.
Why not?
The request amount was already more than what we had anticipated it. If you remember back when we made that request, it was considerably higher than what our original estimate was. And so at the time, we didn't feel like it'd be favorable to ask for additional contingency.
What's the overall project cost right now?
$1.6
million. So what's a normal contingency?
10-15%.
So that would be?
160 to 180.
So if you had a contingency in before, then you wouldn't be coming back asking for
absolutely
more money?
Yes. This is the only change order request that's been made to date on the project, and we're 95% complete. So.
And I understand our administrator, Sewer Department, Brad Albritton, and John both concur that this would be a major improvement for the long term of this.
Yes, I think we both concur on that. That was a question we had about the contingency issue, and that was the explanation, was that the project cost was so high at the first, and only being one bid, that it was hopeful that we wouldn't need to come back. But unfortunately, as things happen, and it's not unusual for getting into these rehabilitation projects, that you have things occur that were there. Generally, you would have a contingency fund to address those, but it's less than probably, what, about 7%?
This, yes.
Yeah. So it's,
well, but like a concrete pad is not something that, oh, that just came up. Concrete pad should have been designed to begin with, should it not have?
That could have been in the original one. That's an operational issue with the delivery of the chemical.
Right. But we're saying that
that
should have been done in the very beginning. And that should have been part of the engineered plans at the time, correct?
We weren't aware of that until during construction when it came to life through the operator. So it could have been in the original contract. That is correct.
You weren't aware of the overall site until you already started construction?
I personally wasn't aware that the concrete pad was an issue because the operator hadn't brought that to our attention. That item is not one that was discovered during construction because of the construction. That was one that came up during construction because it was brought to life by the operator during construction.
I'm not saying the stuff isn't needed, so don't get me wrong. I just would like to see a little bit better prepared before it's brought to us. You go to the bank and ask them for more money with a project like that and see what happens. They're going to tell you no, right?
So there wasn't a pad there to begin with.
Correct.
They were unloaded on the grass.
Correct.
And the McClanahan Construction felt like it would be more beneficial if there was a pad there?
The operator.
I'm assuming the operator.
The operator. Okay. And the operator had not mentioned it before.
Technically, the pad's not a critical item.
No, it's just, to me, it shows a little bit of irresponsibility with taxpayers' funds. That's what it shows to me. Again, I'm not saying it's not needed, but I think it should have been presented as an overall project. Here it is, finished, as opposed to coming back as a part of a...
The operator, is that the operator that's employed by the city, or is he a city employee? Operator.
This is a contract.
The contract operator. So I really would have thought it would have been him that would have brought it forward to when they were going out. The contract operator that the city employs, that he would brought it to the attention that he needed that. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, so before we started design, we sat down with the operator, which is the same operator that's there today, and said, help us have a better understanding of how to make your life easier on a day-to-day basis. And they said, here's the things we think need to be done. And then we incorporated as many of those things into the original contract as we could, within reason of the budget of the project. And this item wasn't on that list at the time, but has come up during construction as something that would be an added benefit.
Can I ask if the county sewers have a concrete pad to unload on?
That's for the
chemical delivery.
It'd be for the treatment facility itself. The Hollister, would, does Hollister have one? Or
I don't know.
More than likely, they probably do.
This treatment plant's a larger treatment facility in Taney County, so.
I know one thing that on
again,
the
Cooper, I'm not saying the stuff isn't needed. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be a little more.
Strong. It'd be a lot better if it was there, but could they get by without it? Probably could too. But it's like the concrete, that pad outside where the pumps set. See, that wasn't there originally, and those pumps were 3-ton. And so we thought, wow, that'd be great if we had a place where that crane could drop the pump on a concrete pad rather than on the gravel. So it's kind of an afterthought. Like after, you had to kind of get in there and use it and see that stuff,
right?
Say, wow, we should have had that there. So.
Well, and I understand what you said in regard to taxpayer funds, but if it is an improvement and if it is needed for the unloaded, then I don't think it's a...
Again, it's not the concrete pad. It's not the specific as much as...
It's because you didn't know it ahead of time.
That is something that should have been known beforehand. Same thing with the automatic transfer switch upgrades. During the construction of the project, the electrical contractor recommended upgrades. Well, who did all the electrical engineering?
We did.
So why wasn't that? If the electrical engineer doesn't say it, but the contractor says it, why wasn't? Typically the contractor doesn't tell the electrical. Well, actually, the contractor does tell the engineers what to do a lot of times. But I guess why is that brought to us now? Why wasn't that already discovered? There's just a lot of things that I feel like it wasn't. I feel like, hey, here's some more stuff that we want. Let's go ahead and get another funding agreement, and we'll tack it on to the stuff that we need to get it done. That's what I feel like. When it should have been in there to begin with. Is that a bad statement?
I would say on a project of this magnitude, to have a request this small is unusual, especially for the items that are the items like you're talking about where it's maybe we could have seen that ahead of time, or maybe that could have been done a little bit larger or a little bit better. So if you took those items that you're comparing it to and you took that as a percent construction, you're probably talking about less than 2%, which
right.
is pretty good for a project of this magnitude and this complexity. So I think, yeah, there's probably some things that could have been incorporated in the original design, but every project's going to have those things.
Anytime you go over budget, especially without a contingency, is never a good time to say that it's okay to go over. I don't care if it's 1%.
Well, the first item, the 22250, the mechanical screen, I could see that that would not be known until you started the construction.
Right. Again, I'm not saying they're not needed. I'm not saying I just...
How does the fund stand at this time, John?
Currently, right now, we have $270,000 yet to be allocated out, but that's already kind of earmarked for the city of Hollister. They have a pump station rehabilitation, and we've already reimbursed them the engineering on that, but they have yet to come back, which I assume they will here shortly, to come back and get a funding agreement for the construction phase of that. And then, of course, we had the Bull Creek fence issue, which that was only $9,000. But so I guess what I'm saying is the money that we budgeted last year is already allocated toward projects. So these funds will have to be to reach back in beyond what we had anticipated.
How much is left in our emergency?
Well, we've got Taney Bill out there, so we've got about $70,000, something like that. I don't, you know, well, I would say I don't anticipate any emergencies happening between